Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I see that you're all lined up on the phones. You must want to win a big trip. Right now, caller number 97 wins a pair of tickets to see Coldplay October 4th at Levi's Stadium and qualifies for an Apple Vacations grand prize trip, including a six-night stay at the Hard Rock Hotel. Go to RadioAlice.com for all the details on that grand prize, but call now. Be calling 97 if you want to get in the running for it. Get some Coldplay tickets if you're calling 97-800-400-3697. Call now. Win the big prize.
Our text number is the same number you're calling to win prizes, 800-400-3697. Don't let it break your head. It's just a phone number, and you know, you can text us.
Yep.
It's no big deal.
We love to get your texts.
You text people, you can text a radio station. Mm-hmm. Same thing.
We're reading them all. We're sitting right here.
Right. Here's some of the stuff you guys sent today. Jack Daniels makes a cinnamon whiskey. Just, I guess, FYI,
maybe that's what I had.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I drank a lot of Jack Daniels, but I only liked the regular kind.
It's saying Jack Daniels fire whiskey. Does that sound right?
Maybe, yeah.
925 says, husband bit by a baby rattlesnake in ICU 5 days, $775,000.
Oh my goodness.
Brutal.
Mm. That is incredible. 5 days in ICU for $775,000.
Problem is you're not asked. They don't say, like, should we let him go?
Right.
I mean, this is what it's going to cost you to keep him.
Oh, God, Jesus, throw him away. That guy, $775,000. Come on.
Well,
of course you do whatever you got to do.
Well,
and hopefully, well, you got
right. Maybe what you got to do is put a pillow on that guy's head.
Oh, my
maybe,
God.
Maybe, you don't know.
Sorry, okay. You've already gotten charged for 2 days. Don't do it now. Just save him and work it off.
Ask up front, hey, this is what this could cost you. You want to go the pillow route? We'll leave for a minute.
I kill it.
Yeah. Listen, before we give this guy a $30 aspirin or anything else, here's what this will cost.
Or you can rent this pillow for $5. Yeah. And we'll leave. You never know.
We'll be back in 20.
Right.
You know, say your goodbyes.
As always, Holman is wrong, says 707. Anti-venom is made from the venom of the snake itself. It's milked and given enzymes to counteract its specific function, such as neurotoxin venom, targets the brain and paralyzes its victim. Oh. Not everything is made organically, Holman.
Well, they must have made it with horses at one time.
I don't know. I looked
it
up.
Olden days before science.
I was right. I was talking about the anti-venom.
He got ripped off by Google. Google's had it out for him. That's his nemesis, is Sergey Brin. They were doing the same chick for a minute there.
Right. And so now he gets all the wrong info from Google.
Google's always
wouldn't that be something? Right.
They know all his IP addresses direct. And they just go, let's sell him this. Don't blame Holman. He's the or Holman.
Right.
Hunick.
It's not his fault. It's Sergey Brin's fault.
Persian lion.
I must have missed it. Which city is Vinny moving to? Love you guys a lot. Same city. Yeah. I'm just moving down the street. It's just a bigger house.
With a yard.
Yeah, we hit a crossroads for sure. And there was some decisions had to be made.
You got to get a play set right away. She's going to love that.
We could have stayed right where we were if the missus was going to not work. But she couldn't seem to stay out of work. It's just not in her.
That's fine. It's good.
Most, I think a lot of people would go, I cannot work. Yeah. Let me do that.
I would love to not work.
Right.
Sounds great.
But no, she wanted to. So, you know, we had to get a bigger place.
That's what she does. She's
going to be around all day working. Mm-hmm. I mean, great.
Yay. Well, you lost your music room too.
Well, we lost the guest room. It's now a three bedroom. Right. There's the kid, there's ours, and then there was a guest room, an office / music room.
Right.
Where my pants live. And
it's hard.
There was just no way for us to keep that up. Not if she was going to be working in there all day. The guy got bit in the face, says 925.
Oh my God.
Rattlesnake in the face.
Terrible place to get bitten. By a snake.
You guys should watch what rattlesnake venom does to human blood. It basically turns it into jello.
I don't want
to
watch that. Sounds terrible.
It's cool someone made a video of it, though. If you wanted to see that, you could, it sounds like.
Yeah, there's so much that you could see on the internet.
Listen, do not watch that Two Girls in a Cup. It is not good.
No. That's like the most famous do not watch this video of all time.
You know what made me want to watch it, too, is the videos of the people watching it.
That's what convinced me never to watch that.
Oh, see,
I went,
what could be making them wretch like that? Because the people who were watching the video, they weren't showing you the video. They're just showing
just
the person react to it.
The wrong
and then people
reaction
are like,
to stuff.
And I'm all, oh, come on. What could that be? And then I watched it and went, oh.
Why did I watch it?
They warned me twice.
Did you make the retching?
No. Oh, God. I was so sick. I'm still bummed about humans.
Well, it does make you give up hope.
Yeah. Really. What is wrong with people? It's one thing that you stop in a doorway to chat to somebody. It's a doorway. Get out of the doorway. That's one thing. But this takes it to a whole new level.
There's a really funny Amy Schumer bit about the casting call for Two Girls, One Cup. Like they're all sitting in a room.
Oh, really?
You know, waiting to auditioning for this video. It's pretty funny.
And they don't know yet what they have to do? Or
and as it's explained to them, their reaction. Oh, okay. Right. One of them's like, yeah, all right.
Well, I do want to be a star.
I mean, who doesn't? Whatever happened to those two girls?
I think they...
I don't want to say.
No human. The venom is extracted from the snake, fool. Look, we told you. Google's got it in for him.
I was talking about the anti-venom.
It's not his fault. It's Google's fault.
I think what they're saying is they take the venom from the snake, they milk it. You've seen that, right? Where they take their teeth and put it over a cellophane thing and it drains into the cup. And then they take the cup and they mix it with whatever makes it into anti-venom.
Yeah, I understand that. But I also read that they inject it into horses and then the horses are able to create and then they do this plasma thing where they separate.
Can they actually see the stuff they injected coming back around and
they
snatch
it?
It's in the blood of the horse, so they do this plasma thing where they separate the blood from the anti-venom.
I see.
Ha! Huh. Yeah. And the victims live that long, huh? For it to make it...
Well, apparently that guy was in ICU for 5 days, so... Yeah. And by the way, that video of the blood and the venom is really cool. I want to post it, but I won't.
Thank you.
Oh, the
what do they drop the venom into, like a petri dish full of human blood?
They have a wine glass of human blood, and they just put one drop of the venom into the wine glass of human blood,
and it just turns it to glue.
It turns it to jello, and they pour it out. it's all gelatin.
Oh wow. God!
Can those guys buy the Raiders and keep them in Oakland? Says 510.
I know Peter Gruber.
I don't think.
What are their names?
Peter and Joe Lacob. I don't think that the guy who owns the Raiders will ever sell it.
Right. Why would he?
What's that guy's name?
Mark Davis,
yeah.
Al was his dad. And Al was like so far back. He's back at the beginning of the NFL. In fact, I think he was AFL, and he helped bring the two
leagues
different leagues together, right?
That show Ballers, you know, with The Rock, is all about the Raiders right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like they're trying to get money to buy the team, to keep them, or the stadium in Vegas. It's a trip watching it right now.
Funny. Is that show good? I've heard very various reviews of
I
that.
Go back and forth with it. If it's on, I'll watch it, but I'm not going to make an appointment to see it. But I like him, and a couple of the characters are fun.
I haven't watched it.
I haven't either.
Hi, Alice family. I recently moved from the Bay Area to Seattle. Day 3 of work up here.
Oh.
I'm so happy to have radio.com app to listen to you guys every morning wherever I go. It's making my transition so much easier.
Oh, thank you for keeping us.
Since I've been moving and traveling, I missed the news about Vinny's move. Is he moving? Love you guys lots. Yeah, just down the street. Just needed a bigger place.
It's a great place, too. Oy, really nice.
For once, I was thinking like Hooman. I'll bet your neighbors would like to join in the fun. We'll bring some not my dad's root beer. I play the tambourine, says 510.
Oh, fun. You'd be great at the
tambourine. So they can come?
Is that my neighbor?
I don't know.
I don't know if that's really my neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I mean, you got to bring a bottle of something and a musical instrument. Those are the requirements for a party at my house.
408 says, I love how singy you all are today.
Yeah, we've broken into song several times today.
I know.
By the way, Alan from Bananas has written in, he will gladly bring a Marshall in for you.
Oh, fantastic. That's great. Yeah, we want like a full stack.
Not a full, that's
let's
not
just,
what he said he's bringing
blow
in.
The windows
a full
out of this
stack
place.
Is way too loud.
It's great. It's perfect.
It's not.
It's exactly what we need in this room.
Really? You think so?
Yep. Can we have a pack of picks too? I mean, it's getting a little ridiculous.
What, the search for a pick?
We never.
I know. They disappear.
They just,
you know what?
Go away.
Don't even worry. I'll bring. I have 1,000 picks at home. I'll bring in a handful.
Yeah, bring in a handful of those.
I'll write you an email.
Either
one.
Pick in my pocket the other day, like specifically so that the next time it happened here, I'd be able to reach in and it's gone.
I have piles of them everywhere.
Great.
I'll bring them in. 510 says Goop is the worst. 707 says, is there anything Bryn doesn't do? He's a ninja, he's a chef, he's a tech whiz, and now he plays guitar. Love you, Bryn.
You're amazing.
He's
You're
also
amazing.
One of the best friends you could ever have, just so you know. Yeah, for real. 415 has texted in a picture. It says, Scott Capurro. The veteran comic, a San Francisco native, and favorite guest on radio station Alice 973 opens a 3-night engagement at the Punchline.
Oh.
Boy, he throws our name in on every listing.
Well, wouldn't you?
Well, why doesn't he put in he was in Mr. Mom or whatever that was?
He's 30 years ago.
But still, he's a star of the silver screen. Mm. Put that down.
He should lead with that and then put Sarah and Vinny.
Starred with Robin Williams in a movie.
He starts tonight at the... Wednesday?
Tomorrow
night.
Tomorrow.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, he's doing the Punchline in San Francisco. So go and buy tickets for that. Go see our boy Scott.
Did you guys talk about the Michael Franti show last night? I laughed, I cried, I danced. I think he hugged every single person there. And he definitely gave me renewed hope for the survival of my species amidst all the insanity that's rampant in our world right now.
You do feel good after
the dude
Michael
is an optimist,
show.
And he has got a his vibe is gold, and I've told him that to his face. Like, dude, you obviously know, go sell that.
Someone just
it's had too good.
Also wrote in about that right now, saying they took their high school kids, and it was a life changing experience.
Yeah, it's an amazing show.
I think my head almost exploded when I was in Hawaii and I heard the sound of sunshine and was like. Michael Franti, Hawaii, surfing, sun, the whole thing. It's too good to be true.
Right. What else could you need? Maybe like a fish taco or something.
Paella Fish Market is
and
the
a
place.
Daiquiri.
That's where you want to go. Well, yeah.
Not you.
Right, not me.
A virgin daiquiri.
Somehow I think I'd miss my flight home.
Boy, that'd be too bad. I don't know. Stuck in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, really? Oh, my gosh. I love this Sinner. It's twisty and disturbing.
The Sinner? This is the one with Jessica Biel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's. I got to remember to watch that.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
The missus is hooked on it.
God, I love a show you get sucked into.
510, The Sinner is good, but it has some BDSM that seems out of place.
What's that mean? Bondage, domination, submission, masochism. I don't know what it is.
Oh.
But it's like that, BDSM.
Well, there's one part where it seems, because I hadn't seen it. I only saw this 20-minute part, and I watched this, and I'm like, what in the hell is going on here? And she goes, if you want me to tell you, I'll tell you, but it's going to spoil some things. And I'm all right, tell me everything.
Yeah. Oh.
So she paused it and told me that this is... back play from the scene opener. Like it opens with this one thing.
And then it goes back
and then
to
it
tell
goes
the story
to,
of how we got to that
right.
point. I like that. That's good.
So I was definitely like,
well,
together. Who's that girl? That's her sister. But they just kissed the same guy. What the?
No spoilers, man.
I'm trying not to. Back to the subject of protecting your identity and credit. If you have AAA membership, you can get Protect My ID Essential from Experian for free.
Somebody else, we had a couple emails about this. Hold on, I had Uzi print them for me. Xander Insurance?
Oh, this is the thing that Yuzette's going to look into today.
This is for $7 a month, ID theft insurance. And then this one is Xander Insurance, ID theft. They offer a family plan, $145 a year. Covers monitoring, alerts, child protection, reimbursement, and restoration. If you're compromised, they have one person assigned to your account to get it restored. And they, I guess they Googled equivalent to LifeLock. So, I don't know. I'm going to look into that.
831 says, if you can't ask for their number, how is anybody going to get a date? Tinder. Duh.
Yeah, I don't know that anyone ever got a date by yelling, yay, baby, what's your number?
You never responded to that?
No.
Oh.
I would not yell my number back. Oh, well,
555.
Right.
Didn't you used to get dates, though, from the stage when you were in Geneva? Didn't you just point to cute boys and they would scramble that guy backstage for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happened a few times.
Uh-huh.
Like, ooh, that guy's cute. Yeah, you.
May.
Yeah. You. May.
530 mm-hmm. writes quotes. I don't know if this happened on our show or if this is just a charming string of sentences.
Well, if it's charming, of course it was on our show.
I hate it when men try to hit on me. Another quote. So you go up to men if you like them? Another quote. Oh, God, no. Was that you guys talking?
Was that Sarah?
I don't know.
I think it was you because it came in after we talked about that story.
As soon as I stepped off the train in Paris, a guy smacked my butt, says 408.
Ooh.
Like, welcome to Paris?
Welcome to Paris. This is how we treat you. I can tell you are American.
I didn't know they were considered perverts like that, though. I thought they were. I look at French porn all the time.
Oh.
Not all the time. I take that back. Once in a while. Once a year. Just sometimes.
You have a propensity for our porn. It is the best, of course.
Well, the old stuff, too. French vintage.
French and Harry, that is what you want.
That's not what I'm saying.
I think that is what you're saying.
The French men have always been perverts. Every time I go there, I get grabbed up my skirt.
Oh, my God.
That's scary. Goodness.
Boy. Yikes. That's from 415. We just had French visitors, and they were so impressed with how the men help out around the house in the United States.
Oh. Well.
I'm sitting here heaving in my car like Vinny. Absolutely not.
What?
Not for $5 million. Taking
the balloons, right.
The meth balloons after
I mean,
someone's
passed
them.
$1 million. Is it tax-free, too? Come on.
Vinny, that's not guys being gross. That's plain old prison desperation. Uh-huh. Yeah, but is he bringing that in to get high with? Or is he bringing that in to trade it for protection? Or is he bringing that in to trade it for...
All of the above, I'm sure.
So it's just, that's...
It's just currency in jail.
Cash.
Hey, man, I got some meth. Oh, all right. Well, what do you want for
that's
it?
That's what I want to do. Stay up.
How about you stop visiting me at night in my cell?
No doubt, right? You'd think that you'd want...
I want to be wide awake in jail.
Anything to bring you down.
Pacey,
put me to sleep.
My however big cells are.
Right. I'm wearing a ring around the edges of my cell.
You guys, it's my 30th birthday. Can we stop talking about meth poop balloons? Yes.
Happy birthday.
We're done.
30-year-old.
We are done. Oh, we really are done.
Oh, you're saying we're actually done. Okay, well, we'll be back in a minute.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. What happened?
What happened? You just told me I had on a cute shirt. And Vinny goes, what happened?
Oh.
And I'm like, nothing happened. Nothing happened. Because in Visalia, everyone used to always say, what happened? What happened?
They're just desperate for any kind of entertainment.
I don't
know. Did something happen? I need to know about
Visalia. I was constantly saying nothing happened.
People say that when they want to say, like, what now? Or what'd you say?
Yeah, but how do you know that?
People have said it to me.
What
happened?
What happened?
From Visalia.
No, not in Visalia, but here. I guess maybe.
I don't know why people say what happened. Like, nothing happened.
Yeah, Uzi, she's in like...
Well, it sounded like an event. Like something
happened.
Went down.
Yeah.
Something about Uzette's shirt.
No, she just said it was cute.
Oh.
Catch you using a bad day and say that, and she'll let you know.
Nothing happened!
Oh. I mean, God. Oh, for years, people were saying that, and it just drove me nuts.
So that's like a saying there.
Yeah. Huh.
Well, I just, you know, because I made my confession about my stripper days on the air yesterday at this time, I just want to take back the lie. I never stripped, and I didn't like it either. And I never had fun.
Oh.
And it never happened.
And
I
so didn't you didn't strip. Make
did
that payday.
I payday did, well, of $23.
What?
You didn't make that payday. So you lied about that massive payday.
Well.
You know, I'm feeling actually a little crushed.
A little had.
Did you go home and your girlfriend said, you can't say that?
Yeah.
Oh. Is that what happens? You go home and someone says, you can't say that?
Oh, me? That's the clue.
I was asking Vinny.
Yes, you need to be careful.
Because no one said that to me in a long time, so.
What, that you can't
but
say
But they said something? It once, like, vehemently, and so that was that.
And you knew forevermore not to talk about that on the air?
No, well, my dad would say, if I talk something about John, my dad would say, you know, don't involve him in your little stories.
Oh, he so did? John's involved in this. I see.
I still haven't figured it out.
Either.
Whatever.
What happened?
I don't know.
Nothing happened.
Oh. Well, thanks for listening to today's show. Tomorrow on the show, we have a movie review with Liam Makelam.
Yep.
The foodie chap.
Oh, that's fun. He was great last time he came in.
He'll be super. So have a wonderful day, you guys. Yay. Happy hump day. Oh, don't forget, the season finale of Big Brother is on tonight.
Oh, forget about it. I can tell you who's going to win. You know
is
what
it
I'm
going to
do? Here's what I'm going to do.
And I'm actually praying that guy doesn't win because then it would at least be mildly interesting.
I'm going to drive by the Mercedes dealer and check out her husband perched up on one of those $180,000 cars.
He's not there today.
What?
Oh, he's in Long Beach.
Oh, that's right. He's training.
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to buy a $180,000 Mercedes?
Wait till Saturday.
All right.
Yeah. Wait till he's back on the job, Ben. Mm-hmm. All right. Have a great day, you guys. See you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.